You know, they have some great pass rushers on the outside that we, you know, been focused in on all week. Did a pretty good job with containing them throughout most of the game. You know, when you get into a position where you're down by a couple scores and you're trying to make things happen, obviously you're going to hold on to the ball a little longer, and those guys then are in a position to make better plays.
Deshaun, take me through some of the early drives where you were trying to hit Josh deep. I know you hit a spectacular catch on one of them, but, I mean, it seemed like you guys weren't in sync. I understand he has just coming back, but is there, with 4 games left to go, is there a way you guys can get in sync and look forward to next year?
Absolutely. You know, there's a big aspect to this game that considers matchup, and when you have a guy who is as fast and as big as he is, you want to try to attack that matchup if they don't have a safety over the top of him. You know, it's gonna, with time, I'll kind of understand the way that he wants the ball, and you know, the opportunities where, you know, he's going to separate from a corner, and when I need to throw a back shoulder, I think today was you know, a good test on understanding you know, how many times you should try to, you know, get it to him, and once again putting the ball in a position where you can make a play.
Do you think you targeted him too much? There were times you should have went elsewhere.
You know, once again, there's times for matchup in this game, and I felt as if you know, he had an awesome matchup with some of the corners we're playing against.
And the sack and the fumble, were you just waiting for a guy to break open, or did you lose track of where Bosa was?
No, you know, stepped up in the pocket, extended the play. Went through, you know, my scramble drill where I'm looking down the field to see the multiple guys. You know, didn't have an eye on Bosa and took a tackle and dropped the ball.
Was there some wrinkles in the defense that you guys didn't see on the field?
No, I think we had a really good, you know, game plan for these guys. They made some great adjustments at halftime, but for the most part, we were able to, you know, stay ahead of those adjustments and have some guys who were open to make some plays.
The very first play was a quick slant that Gordon called on Saturday. Was that the intent all along?
No, man, we're just you know, executing a game plan, and that was a play that coach called.
I know it's a loss, but is there any positives that you can pull out of this? Because it never seemed like you guys were literally out of the game until the fourth quarter. So, is there any positives you can pull out?
Yeah, I mean, all season you can see that we're very close to getting to where we want to go, but I can. Definitely sense in this locker room, but very close isn't cutting anymore. We need to get over that hill. We need to do whatever it takes in practice, prepare ourselves to execute at a higher level so we can win some games. There's some guys who are really deserving on this team, some veterans who put their bodies on the line, some rookies who are stepping up, some young guys who are becoming stars. And in order to reward those guys and the work they put in, you got to start winning games.
The fact that you're close in a lot of games, is that keeping the spirits up for the overall team?
Yeah, I think the drive to get that first victory is probably the main energy source for us. Once again, we all know who we are. We all know that we can compete with the best of them, man for man. You know, we have the talent needed to win. It's just about executing at a high level the whole game.
The interception, did you not see that guy, or did he make a good break on the
ball? Yeah, he made a good break on the ball. You know, keeping my eyes on the middle of the field to try to hit a seam route up the middle. You know, he makes a good break in the ball once again. He makes a good play.
You did get the ball to Njoku for some big games. Was he like the beneficiary of Gordon being out there?
No. Once again, I mean, you're just trying to hit the guy who's open. Take what the defense is giving you. When you have the talent that we have and the playmakers that we have, there's multiple ways to get balls to multiple guys. It just happened to be, obviously, that David was in some prime positions to make some big plays for us. Wouldn't be surprised if next week there's another guy out there doing the same thing.
As a young quarterback, do you pay close attention to a veteran like Phillip Rivers and watch the way he was able to execute?
Absolutely. He's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the best to ever do this. His ability to get the ball out quick, his ability to you know, drive their team the way they did and have the offensive success that he did is something that I will look to emulate in my future here in the NFL.
Just to piggyback off what he said, I mean, how do you feel overall? What's your overall assessment of the development of the game?
I feel like the game's slowing down. I feel like I'm starting to understand our system a lot better and the checks and balances within the system that allows me to play at a higher level. I think that I've continued to understand the value of not turning the ball over. But now it's time to you know, reap what I'm talking and making sure that we're not turning the ball over. This game is one in which you got to win in the fourth quarter. Every game you see in the league is very rare for a game to be out of hand in the fourth quarter. So in order to play your best, or in order to win games, you got to play your best ball then.
You've been in roughly half of your games. Is there a common thread as to why you haven't won any of those?
Yeah, just lack of execution in the fourth quarter once again. In some sort of a fashion, whether it be turnovers early in the season, obviously turnovers today, you know, putting the ball in harm's way, making sure that every guy is executing at a high level. You know, throughout a game, we've got to be able to start fast. We've got to maintain that throughout the game and then obviously finish even stronger.
Did anything in this high speed of the game surprise you about Gordon that you didn't find out in practice?
I think that we did a bunch of research and understanding the type of guy he was. I talked quite a bit with him, you know, different opportunities to get him the ball. I think that, once again, it's on me to continue to push that and to spend a lot of time with him in practice to continue to develop our relationship and our chemistry to make sure that, you know, he's making more plays than he made today. Yeah, I mean, as we've seen all year, completing balls in this league is very hard. It takes precision. It takes timing. It takes effort. It takes, you know, guys going up there and making big plays when they need to. And in order to get to that, you got to be able to spend time with these guys. But at the end of the day, you know, we spend quite a few hours through every week game planning on that. And it's on me to make sure that I'm putting the ball in a position where he can make a play on it.
Pretty good.
Can you see, though, how the addition of Josh can
absolutely. When you have as many playmakers as we do now, you can formation things in any sort of way to get the ball to everyone. It's about taking what the defense is giving you, throwing the ball to the guy who's open, and then when the guy isn't necessarily wide open, making, you know, great throws and great catches to be able to move the ball down the field.
When you guys make that play, when he makes that play on the sidelines, perfect ball for him, he makes the catch, you just see like the entire offense all of a sudden was 10 feet tall, and you guys drove it right down. When you have a playmaker like that, does it just open it up for everybody else?
Well, the thing is, we have a lot of those playmakers. Duke Johnson is one of the best playmakers in this league. Corey Coleman has shown consistently that he's a big playmaker. David Njoku is heading in that direction. Seth DeVov has made a bunch of plays. Ricardo Lewis has made a bunch of plays. Now Josh Gordon's here ready to make plays. I think that this offense has continued to show that we can drive with the rest of them, or with the best of them. We can push the ball in any defense. But we also understand that in order to win some of these games, we're going to need some big chunks. We're going to need some game breakers to happen. And he's another guy for us now in our pocket to be able to go up and make those game-changing plays. We just need a couple more of them so we can start winning.
Thank you.